Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I am chatting with Laura Yassa. Laura is the Development Director at Grescio Housing. How are you doing today, Laura?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
So Grescio Housing, let's clear up any misconceptions here that folks might have, myself included. Grescio Housing sounds like some sort of high-end gated community somewhere. What exactly is Grescio Housing? Who are you serving, and what's it all about?
Yeah, Grescio Housing is a nonprofit here in Colorado Springs, and we provide affordable housing. So we have 23 properties throughout Colorado Springs, and we house about 800 people at any one given time. And these are essential community workers. They are teachers and nurses and retail workers who are in our community living and working and just need an affordable place to live.
So we are talking probably about the working poor here in many cases.
Yeah. People living paycheck to paycheck, most definitely.
So I see that one third of your residents are children. So it's kind of runs the gamut from young to old and folks with special needs and kind of everyone in between.
Right. So the only qualification for housing at Grescio is income. There are a couple other little caveats there. We don't accept anyone with violent crimes and sexual offenders. They can't live with us because a third of our residents are children, and we want our residents to have a stable, safe, and supportive home. We want this to be somewhere where it's not just affordable living, but it's quality living as well.
Right. Is this for just strictly Greater Colorado Springs area, or are you serving all of El Paso County or beyond?
Right now, all of our units are, or our properties, excuse me, are inside Colorado Springs city limits.
Okay, Colorado Springs proper. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, how many units were there again?
We have 521 units, and that houses about 800 people at a time. So we house over 1,100 people a year through Grescio Housing.
And these are kind of scattered throughout Colorado Springs, or is there basically one specific area where the housing units are located?
More centrally located here towards downtown, a little east and south. We don't have any properties up north, but doesn't mean we wouldn't look to expand throughout the community.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you try to keep people that are enrolled in this housing kind of close to their places of employment, if possible.
Yeah, part of that affordable housing cost, as you look at it, has to be the cost of transportation to your employment or to your child's school. And those are things that factor in for all of our residents as they come in and look at what properties and units that we have available, and we try to match those the best with their needs as to what we have available.
So I did a little homework here and went online, and interesting backstory here to Grescio Housing. It all sort of relates back to this little Italian village.
Yes, yeah. I'm not as familiar with that story, but I know that there was a little rabbit,
right,
and he kept getting ensnared in a trap, and they kept giving him love, and they would release him, and he would get stuck in that snare again, and so finally, the last time, you know, he was well enough to go again, they took him further away out into the woods where he couldn't become ensnared again, and so it's sort of the same idea for our Grescio residents, is we want to give them the quality and the love and attention that they need. We want to give them the tools to become self-sufficient, to break those cycles of poverty so that they aren't ensnared again, where they are in a situation where they might need affordable housing. And for some of our residents, they're going to live with us for a really long time because they're on limited income, and that is an option. We are permanent housing. We're not transitional housing. So as long as they need to live with us, they can. But our hope is that if at some point they're able to move on to other stable housing situations, that they don't have to come back to that, or they don't find themselves in a situation again where they need Grescio, that we've given them the tools to be successful.
Yeah, self-sufficient, successful.
Yeah. And so that's another unique thing about Grescio Housing, is that we have a resident resource center where we offer life skills courses, cooking classes, just a gamut of different opportunities for the residents to take advantage of, learn some different things like coping skills or budgeting classes, so that they can take those tools and have that be part of their story of success, so that they have those coping skills when something happens at work or with family, that they're not reacting as they might have in the past. Now they're better prepared for situations like that.
Skills we could all use.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about Grescio Housing that you think folks should know about?
I think one of the unique things, and part of why our founder created Grescio Housing, was her vision that every person was a gift, that every person has value and they deserve that stable, safe, and supportive home. They deserve a place where they don't just have that affordable housing, but they have joy and they have an opportunity for growth and they have quality of life.
Yeah. Website, how can people that perhaps need assistance or are wanting to help out, how can people find out about Grecio Housing?
Our website, www.grecio.org, G-R-E-C-C-I-O. We're also on Facebook, or you can call. Our phone number is 719-475-1422.
All right. Laura Yassa, the development director at Grecio Housing, thanks for taking time out of your busy day, and thanks for all the good works you do in our community.
Thank you so much, Mike.